I think it's everybody's fantasy is they want to start their own business. You work in the corporate world, working for the man year after year. You kind of feel trapped in that world. This is some of what we were talking about in the Running Down Your Dream Tour over the past 2 weeks on the Your Money program. But that fantasy, that little voice in the back of your head is always making itself known. And you think it's probably a better world. Heck, you get to be your own boss. You get to run your own cash register. You've got a skill or a passion that you really think you have a market for it. But most people only get that far. They dream, they dream, they dream, but they never take the first step. Maybe they do take a first step, but they never do the follow-through. Well, this time of year, when we are officially in a recession and everything seems to have a big gray cloud over it, people are probably thinking, well, I do have this dream, but man, this has got to be the worst possible time for anybody to start a business. Well, we're here to tell you, ain't so. And it's not just me. It's Neil Anderson, the head of the Courage Group. He's back.
Hey,
good
Bill.
To have you back on the show,
hey,
Neil.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's a great time to start your own business.
Well, give us some examples of companies that began in recessionary times.
Check this out, Bill. Walt Disney, FedEx, Oracle, Microsoft, Apple, Walmart, and the Virgin Group all started during very, very difficult recessionary times.
Branson and Fred Smith, those are two people that you kind of worship in small degrees.
I really do. Anybody that's contemplating starting a business, I think you should benchmark a couple of great entrepreneurs, Fred Smith at FedEx and Richard Branson at the Virgin Group, just incredible entrepreneurs in terms of what they did.
Well, it does make intuitive sense, at least it would seem to, that if you're in a recession, you're not going to be able to get capital as easily. You're not going to be able to find a market as easily because people aren't spending money. And everything is just probably going to take twice as long and cost you double to do it.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the things that, Bill, that you're exactly right, but it's one of those things that you have to have that mindset right at the outset that it's going to take longer than you traditionally think, but it's that focus and that commitment that's really going to drive you every single day. Because remember, the end prize is never going back and working for somebody the rest of your life. That will drive you big time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about that on the Dream Tour the last couple of weeks, is use your passion, use what you anticipate the future to be to sort of pull you forward through all the inevitable pitfalls and walls that you come up against.
Absolutely. And I think what's even that much more important is that sense of urgency, in addition to what you just said, that is so critical during the early years. Because when you think about it, Bill, most companies will fail. I mean, the startup rate is close to about 70-80%, but the companies that fail really fail for lack of...
Wait a minute. The failure rate is 70-80%?
70-80% generally 70-80% of all startups will fail. But here's the three reasons why companies fail, Bill. It's a lack of marketing, lack of sales, and lack of execution. So if you know those three things going in and really can focus on that, you're going to increase your chances dramatically.
This is Neil Anderson from the Courage Group, who we have on from time to time on Your Money with Bill Mahler. If you've got a question, if this is a dream that you've harbored for a long time, or maybe not all that long, and you've got a question as to how do you go about starting your own business, well, we're going to offer you some more good, free advice here on News Talk 720. You give us a call right now at 312-591-7200. It's interesting, Neil, because this typically is in more favorable economic times when people are most commonly thinking about starting a new biz.
Especially because of the fact when it's really, really during tough times that people are saying, you know what, I can look at and try to get another job, which is going to be a bit of a challenge, or I can take my passions and my true strengths and really turn that into a positive. And when it gets right down to it, all entrepreneurs, including this one, Bill, want to control your own income, time, and destiny. But it's a great time to start your own business, especially around the holidays when you got a little bit of time for planning and so forth.
What are some of the things people should be doing to take it from the I'm just dreaming about fantasy stage and actually starting to see if you do have a viable idea?
Lots of different things, but let me share. The first one is commitment. Without question, you have to have a commitment. I go back to Fred Smith at FedEx. He had said something that I think every entrepreneur should really take hold. You have to decide that this is the one thing that you want to do more than anything else in your life. It's amazing what that guy did at 27 years old, but that starting out having that commitment, that mindset right off the bat.
But let me ask you, Neil, what if you're dream since you were 29 years old is to open up another pizza joint.
Yep.
And you think you've got the killer formula, the killer recipe.
Yep.
The failure rate of restaurants is even higher than overall for
yep.
small businesses. So, but, you know, let's say this guy has this dream and he's like, I am committed. I don't care. I'm not going to listen to any naysayers.
Yep.
I'm going to go all the way to the end with this.
Well,
you know, maybe it's not a good idea.
Well, and you hit the nail right on the head, Bill. That's why it is so critically important to write a business plan. And when it gets right down to it, a lot of people won't take the time and a lot of them will fail as a result. But when it gets right down to it, a business plan is simply a written description of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And I always tell entrepreneurs that you really should write the full the business plan, but at the very minimum, you absolutely have to do the marketing and sales components of the business plan.
Now, what about just seeing if it's a good idea out of the gate? Shouldn't there be some kind of market survey to test the waters?
You bet. In a lot of cases, you can do that inexpensive market survey yourself as opposed to paying the big money for some firms out there.
Well, but, the pizza guy, it's like, okay, here's my recipe. Taste it. What do you think?
Well,
that's
pretty
good. If people don't say, that is the darn best pizza I've ever tasted, you know, you're probably not going to make it.
Well, and I think about even the USA Today. You know, here's a guy that basically passed out some free newspapers when they started out in the East Coast area, and then one thing led to another through guerrilla marketing. It caught on, and you know, the rest of the is history. In terms of USA Today, what they did.
Yeah. Well, guerrilla marketing, I mean, the viral marketing now has become a lot more important, much more important than some of the old fogies in the business world think.
You bet. And also, too, and another good point, too, is you have to adopt that failure is not an option. When you go into starting a business from pure scratch, you cannot, and you talked about people being negative, you can't be around the negative people. You have to be very positive, but you have to have that mindset. There is absolutely no way I'm going to fail. Because remember, Bill, I already talked about why companies fail because of the marketing and selling and execution, but you absolutely have to have that without question. I am not going to fail right out of the gate.
Well, you're speaking also from your own experience, and wouldn't you say, too, that it is a lot harder
and
may take a lot longer than you think it's going to take?
Bill, I couldn't agree with you more. One of my lessons learned, and when I started the company in 2001, I thought it was going to go gangbusters overnight. It was an incredibly difficult year, of course, and it's just one of those lessons, the hard lessons I learned, is that it's going to take twice as long as you think. But that's why I kind of talked about that having a sense of urgency right at day one and never letting that go. When you take a look at these successful companies like Apple, Walmart, Virgin Group, FedEx, Disney, you know, that sense of urgency every single day, no matter how good times are, they're still focused on it.
Yeah, well, you do have to have the good idea, but then the entrepreneur in you has to come out and start leading you through the process.
Yes.
So, okay, the business plan, very important. Marketing is very important. Now, that essentially means, how are you getting the word out about what you do?
The Reader's Digest version of marketing. How are you going to find somebody, and then sales? How are you going to sign them up? But those are so crucial, because when it gets right down to it, if you don't have paying clients and customers, you're not going to have a business and stay in business, of course.
That's the voice of Neil Anderson. His company is called The Courage Group. You were based here in Chicago.
Yes,
now you're in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, in that freezing, frozen tundra up there.
And the site is thecouragegroup.com?
Thecouragegroup.com. You bet.
Okay.
Thecouragegroup.com.
So you have like the five top things people need to do if they're going to start a business?
Here it is, Bill. When it gets right down to it, regardless if you start a product or service-related business, five things. Number one, I've got the idea. Number two, I've got the time. Number three, I've got a little bit of money. Number four, I've got the commitment. And number five, I've got a plan. So when it gets right down to it, those five things should really line up. And if they don't, Bill, it may not be a bad idea to wait till all five really are in sync, so then you can pull the trigger and start your own company from scratch.
Where do people usually fall down on that plan?
When it gets right down to it, I really am absolutely convinced it's really the lack of marketing, lack of selling, and lack of execution, as opposed to
money.
And
when you say execution, on what?
Doing versus talking, because most people will always talk versus doing. It's executing every single day. Some of the best advice I got from another entrepreneur here in Chicago when I started up and said, Neil, don't take this the wrong way, but you're going to fail unless you're marketing and selling and working with a client every single day. That's the bottom line when you're starting a company from scratch, and especially in a fiercely market like Chicago.
Yeah, that's sort of is a variation on the networking theme, is that should be essentially a full-time job with friends, with relatives, with most of the people you meet. Hi, I'm so-and-so. Yep. Did you know I'm running this new company? Whatever it is, but always be selling.
You bet.
Was that ABC? Well, I guess it's always be closing. But,
yeah, always be closing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that really is true. Let me read you something if I got the time, Bill. This goes back to that failure is not an option. This drives me every single day and a lot of other entrepreneurs. Just visualizing yourself at the mercy of others controlling your life, playing corporate politics, reporting to incompetent bosses should be sufficient motivation to keep your mind right.
Yeah, I think people have plenty of good reasons why they want to start their own business, but they need to think more about the actual process of doing it.
Absolutely, 100%.
All right, Neil Anderson, thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Bill. As always, happy